Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Taking Your Next Step podcast from Collegians for Christ. Through each episode, we will journey together focusing on knowing what you believe and why you believe it. If you are eager, like I am, to strengthen your faith, then take your next step now by joining us in today's episode. In the fall semester of 2023 at our ECU and Pitt Bible study, we really had a mantra that we tried to emphasize as we went through the semester, various studies, but we were going through looking at our identity, who exactly we are. And we have one passage of scripture in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where we are a workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And as we kind of dive into what that means, the breakdown of the words, it really comes to this, that you are a masterpiece. And we emphasized that throughout the last semester. We also did some episodes, at least one episode specifically, the end of last year, on the fact that you are a masterpiece. And as we consider that, that you are a masterpiece, I want to take it a step further in today's episode and for you to make every day a masterpiece, or essentially make today a masterpiece, since you are a masterpiece created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God created you that way. Then you should live to make every day a masterpiece. We should not, as masterpieces, minimize or come short of our ability. Now, if I was to ask you, what goals and dreams do you have? I'm sure every one of our listeners would have some sort of goals or dreams that they would like to accomplish, they would like to see fulfilled. As we approach our dreams and our goals, whether it's in our work life, our family, whether it's personal, whether it's within sports, whatever it is how we handle the everyday mundane activities of life that will determine if we will reach our goals and dreams or not. And I think we must be very careful in our pursuit to reach our goals, because they're out there, they're further out, and I can kind of fall into this trap. Because I see the vision, I see what I want to see accomplished out there, that I can begin to neglect the everyday activities of life. But it is those mundane, sometimes boring, routine, going through the motion activities of life that will determine if we reach our goals and dreams. And therefore, as masterpieces, we need to make today a masterpiece. When you think about a masterpiece, we're typically referring to some type of work of art, a book, a painting, music or movie, something that is kind of has some artistic value or ability there. But it's definitely something that's done with significant effort and exceptional care. I would say it's a supreme achievement. So what we're saying is make today, make every day that you live a supreme achievement. And I believe for myself, and I believe for you as our listeners, applying this one truth could really transform so many areas of our life. This one truth, make today a masterpiece, is life-changing. We get this idea not from me, not from you, but we get it from Scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." We'll read two other passages of Scripture in Colossians chapter 3, 17 and 23, and it says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." And then verse 23, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." So we hear that phrase repeated, "whatsoever ye do," three times in our passages. And so in order to make today a masterpiece, you will have to do all to God's glory in the most mundane and minor things of life. It's not just the major, it's not the exciting, the big events, but it's going to be what you do in those mundane days, those days that lack excitement, those days that are dull, and those days that are boring. So what are we to do? We're to do everything to the glory of God. Whatsoever you do, what does that mean? It means any and everything you do. It's interesting, whether therefore you eat, drink, or whatsoever you do. Eating and drinking depicts one of the most basic elements of life. I would say it's something that we do all the time, not giving much thought to it. So as we take the most basic elements of life and we do them to the glory of God, we will make every day a masterpiece. You see, in the most common activities in life, we're to do what? This is what Paul is saying. We're to do all to the glory of God, or do all to glorify God. Glorifying God means to give him praise, esteem, or honor to God. So what does it mean to do all to the glory of God? How are we to do this? That means in the area that God has you, if you're in school, then it's through your studies, it's through the lectures, it's through the homework, it's through the test. If he has you at work, it's through every aspect of the job that God has given you. If you're in church, it's through the worship services, the areas of place that you serve in. If it's in your family, within relationships, in your community, you're doing God's will and you're giving it 110% in any and everything you do. That's how we give glory to God. And it's amazing. We don't just glorify God in church with our hands raised or singing or listening to the preaching and taking notes. We glorify God through the most basic elements of life, eating and drinking, going to work, going to class, going through life. We can glorify God. How? By giving it 110%. How do we not give God glory? Well, on the flip side of that, it would be by slacking, by not giving our best, or really this, just doing enough to get by, just checking the box. And if you are familiar with baseball, any at all, if you're not, there's a minor league and a major league. Now, you can imagine it like this. A person that's in the minor leagues, their goal and what they're aiming for typically would be to get into the major leagues. They're doing everything they can in the minor to progress upward. But can I say this? Someone that's in the minor leagues will never get to the major league if he does just enough to get by. It's by doing his best in the minor league that he will be able to get into the majors. You see, the everyday mundane days and things are what? They're the minor leagues of life. But if you treat the minor leagues, those everyday mundane tasks that you feel are insignificant, that you feel have no purpose, no value, when you treat them disciplined and you give it all in those minor things, you treat it as a masterpiece, this will allow you to accomplish the major league things in your life. You see, it's the boring, mundane, everyday aspects of life that lead up to accomplishing your big goals and dreams and supreme achievements. So that is what we're to do, but how are we to do it? Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." So we are to be faithful in the mundane. To act in Jesus' name, as this passage says, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, means everything we do for as his representative. One writer said it this way, everything the believers said and everything they did should be done as a representative of the Lord Jesus, realizing his constant presence and bringing honor and glory to him in every aspect and activity of daily living. To act in someone's name is to act on his authority. Believers act as Christ's representatives. This should motivate you and me. This should challenge me and you to be faithful in the mundane activities of life. When I'm saying mundane, it's the unseen. When you feel like nobody's watching, guess who is? God is. It's the undervalue. When you think, oh, this is pointless. This is just going, why did they even have me doing this? I'm so much more equipped. I have so much more wisdom. I have so much, whatever it is. There's the undesired things in life. We still must be faithful in these things. We should also be thankful for the mundane days of life. That's what he's saying. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. This can be very difficult, though, to be thankful for those mundane, boring days, because we typically do not like these activities. We typically, wish they would go away, wish there was something else we could do. But there's so much we can learn as we're thankful for the mundane. It can help us to operate, really, through those mundane days when we learn to be thankful for the little things. You begin to be thankful for those opportunities. And he tells us this, we are to do it faithful in the mundane, but also from the heart. Verse 23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." How are we to do it? Heartily. What does this mean? It means give it your all. It means to realize the importance of the small, insignificant things in life and dig deep down inside you It means from your soul. Now, remember, I had the privilege to be the chaplain of the App State wrestling team for about 3 years. And I can remember sometimes in those matches, even sometimes in the workouts and stuff, but definitely in those matches when it would be tied, there would be maybe 30 seconds left, and it's just they're both just at it, and it seems like they're just locked up. And I remember the coach just pounding the mat and saying, dig deep, and just saying, basically, give it everything you have. Dig a little deeper down inside you and give it your all. It's with everything inside of you. What are we to do this way? Your homework. What? Your job. Huh? Your appearance. How you take care of yourself. How you take care of what God's given you. Your home, your car, whatever. Your daily relationships. The most mundane, insignificant things are to be done digging deep down inside of you and giving it your all. Now, who are we to do it for? So we see what we're to do, we see how we're to do it, but who are we to do it for? Verse 23 says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, watch this, as to the Lord and not unto men. That's interesting. We're not to do it for others. The emphasis in this verse is the object of the glory we give. We are not to do it for men. It's easy to do things to get the pat on the back, for the boss to see you, for your spouse to say, good job. For somebody in your community to pat you on the back and give you the accolades, to say your name. But see, we don't serve man. It says, continuing in that verse, it says, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus. We serve Jesus, not man. We will be judged and rewarded by Jesus, not man. Whatever little pat on the back that I may get here is so insignificant and meaningless in comparison to me standing before Jesus and him saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Why? Because I wasn't perfect. Because, yeah, I did have days where I did not make them a masterpiece, but I strove from my heart to dig deep and to try everything I've got to make every day a masterpiece. You see, it's easy to do what we do for others, for the approval of parents, the approval of friends, the approval of your girlfriend or boyfriend. If you're in sports, approval of coaches, your school, your classmates. We try to please and impress them, but this is a trap. And that is not the goal. Jesus is the goal. We do not need to please or impress others. We do not need to get more likes or more followers. What we do is not for them, it's for Jesus. Why? It tells us because Jesus is the judge. It is not others who will truly judge your actions, judge your attitudes, and the activities of your life in the end. It will be Jesus. So if others are not our judge, then the logical conclusion is we should stop doing it for others and start doing what we are doing for the one that truly matters. Now, Paul is emphasizing that we can glorify God in everything we do, no matter how small or insignificant. So worshiping God is not confined to Sunday a.m. church service. We like to think it is, but you can worship God in so many other ways, and we should. You just studying about God, thinking about God, singing, that is worshiping God. If you're riding in your car and you're singing, if you're reading a book to try to grow your Christian life, then guess what? That is worshiping God. We're worshiping Him when we're thinking about Him. We're worshiping Him when we're doing our best at what God has given us. Many of us would like to know what God's will is for the future, what that next big step is. But when we neglect the mundane, why on earth should God give us the next step? You and I have to be faithful in what? Little. He that's faithful in little will also be faithful in much. And if we cannot be faithful in the mundane, ordinary days of life, then why on earth would we be faithful in some greater thing, something next? And so you and I need to learn to live in the mundane days of life. We need to learn how to thrive in those mundane days, because you cannot always live in the big high moments of life. I see that. People chasing after the high, the big event, the excitement. You can't live there. You've got to learn to thrive in the everyday activities of life. And this is what Paul says. Make today a masterpiece. And this is what I encourage you. Since you are a masterpiece created in Christ Jesus unto good works, He has formed you fearfully and wonderfully made. And as a masterpiece, make today a masterpiece. Thank you for taking the time to listen. If this podcast has been helpful to you, please share it with a friend or subscribe to stay up to date on the latest episodes. You can connect with Collegians for Christ online for more information and resources at cfccampusministry.com.